April 22, 2015, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." Truth unites the soul to God. Untruth damages the soul's relationship with God. The soul needs to be continually cognizant of where his thoughts, words, and actions are coming from and leading him to. If these transgress holy love and the Ten Commandments, the truth has been compromised. This compromise of truth is the inspiration towards sin. The compromise of truth pulls the soul away from God's will and into error. Since all souls are created to be united with God, anything which pulls the soul away from God's will must be identified and avoided. These truths are what Satan tries to compromise, so that the soul is unable to be perfected in holy love. The very basics of good versus evil are now challenged in this generation of compromise. God's patience is tested. Each soul needs to surrender over and over to the truth of holy love in order to mend his ongoing relationship with God. This effort will appease the heart of God. Do not take truth for granted, for in every present moment, Satan challenges the holy love in your hearts. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 through 16, and 22 through 23. The synopsis, general counsel of obedience to holy love as revealed by the grace of Jesus Christ in adhering to holy love. Be as obedient children of God and do not conform to the sins of former days, when ignorant of the Ten Commandments, but be holy as the one Jesus Christ who calls you to holiness. As obedience to holy love and the Ten Commandments has purified your souls in holiness, be sincere and intense in your love for one another. For you have been reborn, not from a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, through the Word of God and the messages of holy love, from the one who lives and abides forever. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Thomas Aquinas.